This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is one of those weeks I think we can safely say that needs no introduction. So I won't. Here for the next 4 minutes of live radio to help figure out what the heck happened are Heidi Moore from The Guardian in New York and Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. He's down in Washington. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
All right. So, you know, that's the second week in a row that, whoever our lucky victims are have responded exactly in unison. All right. I am going to play you a piece of tape from the President of the United States, and the question that comes out of it will be a true-false one. Here we go.
Every time that we get a piece of economic news over the next month, next 2 months, next 6 months, as long as the sequester is in place, we'll know that that economic news could have been better if Congress had not failed to act.
Heidi Moore, true, false?
False.
How come?
Because our economic data hasn't been great already. Just because the sequester is happening doesn't mean we can put it all on the sequester.
I surprised you. I turned it into an essay question, didn't I?
Yes. Oh. I thought it was a choose your own adventure. I was going to say he should chew through the ropes and confront the thugs.
But. Yes. Well, that's a whole different interview. Sudeep Reddy, true or false what the president just said?
Partially true. We will be going through all of this. I'm making it one.
Right.
We will see in the coming months that everything will have this layer of uncertainty around it. We have other problems from the last fight, from the fiscal cliff, with payroll taxes having gone up. It's going to really muddy all of our understanding of the economy. But the sequester will hurt the economy. There's really no way getting around that.
Heidi, he said number of months. How many do you suppose until this is no longer an economic problem? Forget political, economic problem.
Well, it's really hard to tell just because it's hard to tell where our economy is. We've had some good data. We've had some bad data. So it's not as if we have perfect knowledge of where we are in terms of coming out of this recession so that we can tell where we're going to go. You know, it's not like a map. It's not like you're in your car.
Yeah.
So, you know, this could go on for months. Where that would put us, we're not on such a great path already. I mean, we're probably going to be stagnating for the next few months, whether or not the sequester happens.
Sudeep, March the 27th is when the money for the United States government runs out. There's conceivably a government shutdown looming then. That's going to be worse, right?
It will be worse in terms of being noticeable. That is where everything really hits us, where you see parks shut down, you see museums close, all the things that we saw back in the mid-1990s and the government shutdown you'd see again. But that is also where the first solution could be to this sequester battle that we're facing now, because any deal to avoid a government shutdown could address parts of the budget cuts that are starting today and that could be most painful. And so in some ways, this first month of sequestration could be a mini preview of a government shutdown to give us a little bit of a flavor of what we could see down the road.
I hadn't actually thought of that. Heidi, what do you think of that?
You know, the thing is, we're really good at government shutdowns. We've had 16 of them since the Carter administration, and in no case has Congress leapt into action to stop them from happening. To Congress, that's, you know, it's a non-concern in terms of letting a government shutdown happen. So the people who suffer are the people on military bases, the people who need federal doctors, all the people who get, you know, government services.
Speaking of non-concern, Heidi, why does Wall Street not seem to care about any of this stuff?
Because finally, Wall Street has learned its lesson. At long last, it's the Congress that cried drama. And Wall Street's just not falling for it. They're like, you know what? Wake us up when you have an answer.
Sudeep, what do you think? Do you buy that?
I think the markets have been trained not to react. And this is the first time after all the fights we had about prior threats of a government shutdown in 2011, the debt ceiling battle, the fiscal cliff. This is the first time we're going to see us going past the deadline with real effects on the government and on the economy beyond just fear, which is what we've had a lot before. And so this is actually going to be a very important test for us to see what does our government do, what's its proper role in our economy, and for us to actually evaluate that in perhaps a more sensible way. So it could be a clarifying moment for all of us.
Let's hope it works. Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal down in Washington. Heidi Moore from The Guardian. She's in New York City. Thanks, you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, see you.